With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Mm. Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself. And they've expanded way beyond underwear, too. And with their Love at First Wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to TomboyX, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week! Thank you so much for tuning in. This is where you send us the stupid at frangela08@gmail.com and or idiotoftheweekweekweek@gmail.com.
And we mock that. We mock
the shit out of it.
Yes, we do. And we enjoy it.
And we enjoy it. We want to remind you to go check out all the podcasts on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Check them all out. And if there are any shows, they'll be there at sexyliberal.com.
Mm-hmm. And check out all the virtual Sexy Liberal shows there at sexyliberal.com as well. Also, go to cameo.com and you can get a specialized video from Frangela. We can help you celebrate your birthday, anniversary, anything that's coming up.
Please do. And as always, you can hear us on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for the... You say it.
Black Power Hour.
That was a little, it was a little
know,
more
right, let
like
take it, let me
spooky.
Take it again.
Okay,
let me take it again.
Two.
Okay.
Black Power Hour.
That was good. That was good. That was
I've got
really
the hiccups,
good.
So.
Yeah, we've been trying to get rid of them. It's just not working.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So let's get started, shall we?
Yes.
This first idiot story is, I believe, my mother's first contribution to Would Idiot I? Of the Week.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, my mother.
Eric F.
Eric F. and Tamara B.
Thank you so much. Feds arrest rapper who bragged in music video about getting rich from jobless benefits scam.
Okay.
This is so deep to me.
Okay.
I can't believe it.
The craziest, stupid, colliding, the craziness of this, if you will. A Tennessee rapper... who boasted in a music video about getting rich from committing unemployment fraud has been arrested. Fontrell Antonio Baines, 31, was arrested on 3 felony counts of access device fraud, aggravated identity theft, and interstate transportation of stolen property. Baines, and you probably aren't recognizing the name because you're used to hearing him referred to as Nuke Bizzle. If you know a way to get into contact with Nuke Bizzle, I want to know what is he going for with that name?
Yes.
Like nuclear and then Bizzle? Like,
yes.
Like nuclear business,
I think.
It's just so, like, I don't know. Anyway, Nuke Bizzle, he's facing up to 22 years in federal prison.
Yes, federal prosecutors say that Baines and his co-conspirators fraudulently obtained at least 92 debit cards.
Damn.
Preloaded with more than $1.2 million.
This is where it gets more stupid because you might be tempted to go, oh, this was a higher level crime. But then what you have to remember is he boasted about it on fucking Facebook.
Yes. And he rapped about
and
it
put
in
a
music video. He put his crimes to a tune. And then... not only did he do that, he did it in bars and in rhyme.
It's so bad. So the complaint alleges that he exploited the pandemic unemployment assistance provision. This is where I get mad.
Yeah,
assistance provision
because
we need it. We're sitting here trying to get another one. A federal coronavirus relief or the CARES Act. It was supposed to expand unemployment benefits to freelance and gig workers. Well, what he did was these unemployment debit cards, which we have, were issued in the names of third parties, including some identity theft victims. So they stole people's, like
identity.
Real people's identities and stole their money. He said the cards were sent to the address which Baines had access in Beverly Hills and Koreatown neighborhoods of Los Angeles. They allegedly accessed more than $704,000 of that money through cash withdrawal. So at the time he gets caught, they'd gotten over they had over a million on these cards available,
yeah.
But they'd already gotten to a $704,000. So this is why 22 years starts to look like,
oh yeah,
that
exactly.
is an appropriate sentence. Okay.
So yeah, he was arrested in Vegas. Why? Because that's the other dumb thing you do when you've stole hundreds of thousands of dollars. You go to Vegas to, I guarantee you, gamble it the fuck away.
Exactly. In the video, which the prosecutors say Bangs rapped about doing, quote, my swagger for EDD and getting rich by, quote, going to the bank with stacks of these while holding up several envelopes from EDD.
This is in the video. He's holding these up. Yeah. This is the line. This is a great line.
And a second man in the video raps, you gotta sell cocaine. I just file a claim.
You gotta sell cocaine. I just file a claim. Bam! Jail. Federal jail. Prison. 22 years.
Jail.
And then Baines says in the video, he goes on to say, unemployment's so sweet. We had 1.5 land this week. Okay. Then another guy in the rapper set, they're repeating that.
Yeah.
You gotta sell cocaine. I can just file a claim. Let's review how bad confessions are for your prosecution. Shall we?
Especially when there's a videoed.
Isn't even hearsay. This isn't even somebody saying he was bragging about it. I heard. You made a video, which means how many people were involved in the making of that video?
Exactly. And if I was his lawyer, I'd be like, oh, hell no. Don't you walk up in here.
Well, this is where I go for public defenders. They should be able to turn down certain cases.
Yes.
Because I think that you should have to defend yourself on this.
Yeah.
I know everybody has a right to an attorney, but do you? Do you? If you do this, if you make a music video where you're like, I can remember the guy we did, and I forget how long ago it was, but a guy who he murdered somebody and he made a tattoo of the whole murder.
Yes!
On his body.
Yes!
That guy's smarter.
Yeah, because at least you can cover that up.
It's not public. It's stupid as fuck because it's permanently, and it had shit in it that like only the murderer could have known. It wasn't just like, so you couldn't be like, oh, I just saw it in the papers and thought I'd make a great, you know, pictorial whatever story on my chest. You did a whole video, but I want to know who shot it. Was it shot on, please tell me it was shot on somebody's iPhone and it was just some child you had holding it. Please don't tell me there was any kind of crew, that there were any kind of dancers, because I have to say to all the people involved with Nuke Bizzle, none of you could go, hey, Nuke, hey, real quick. Do you think maybe you shouldn't be like holding the evidence
right.
And you shouldn't like, maybe is there another way we could say, is another thing we could say here? Well,
and you know what, Angela, I'm going to go back even further. The song was created. See?
Oh, yeah. They wrote it. You're absolutely right,
they wrote
Francis.
It. They went into the studio.
Well, they might not have gone to a studio, but they did some kind of recording. They sat down with the intention of recording.
That's what I mean. Going into the studio. You know, they recorded it and then decided, oh, this is fire. This is fire.
We got to make a video. We can't just release this. We need a video. You created the entire prosecution's case. They don't have to do anything but show your fucking video and show the cards that you went to these addresses where the cards were sent to. Bam, done. And you make it hard for the rest of us who really need these benefits to get them, and you stole them. But I'm like, you are the biggest idiot.
The biggest.
I mean, but here's the problem. Again, for me, when there are multiple people in an idiot story, it really puts it like higher up in the idiot stack for me. Because an idiot alone, yeah, right?
Right.
But when you can get other people involved, that means we have what we call a stupid cluster.
Exactly.
And there was no one in this situation who had an ounce of intelligence.
No, not one. Not one. Next up from James B. Woman cops plea over fiery pussy 911 call.
We have this audio and we would like Gil and Laura to play it now for you.
Listen, I'm going in the house. Listen. Hold on.
Oh,
hello?
Hi, Port Clinton Police.
Yes, I need the fire department, please, because my pussy's on fire. I need to make sure that hose is working.
Hello?
Is that hose working?
What is on fire?
I need the fire department because my pussy's on fire, and I need somebody to come put it out with their hose.
Okay, I need the address.
Okay. The
that,
Ohio.
Let's just first, can we just tip our hat to how thoroughly satisfying that was?
It was delicious. It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
I'm gonna say, Nuke Bizzle, I don't believe your EDD robbing can beat this.
Yes.
I really don't.
The Ohio woman who recently called 911 to claim that, quote, my pussy's on fire,
and as a result, She needed someone from the fire department. Now, first of all, can we just applaud her for calling the right people?
Thank you. She matched up her needs to the correct department.
Right. This isn't like telling 911 that you have a problem with your burger.
That's
that
right.
Doesn't make any sense. This at least follows, if someone's on fire, call the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And she, to make it worse, as you heard, she went on to say, put it out with their hose. And apparently, for some reason, they decided that this was an abuse of the emergency dispatch system.
I don't know why.
I don't understand how.
In a plea deal with prosecutors, Katrina Morgan, 50! 50! This is the thing where
Katrina.
I'm like, bitch.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you something. For me, this is one of those rare characters where I need you to be older.
Yeah.
I need you to be 88.
Yeah.
I need you to be an age where you're like,
well, this is
this
funny.
This is an emergency.
Yeah.
And I need the officials, the government owes me this, right? Like, this is a part of my, I have paid my taxes for 80 years. Apparently, it's a misdemeanor, but it was late night, which, again, I'd love to know exactly what time, but I'm going to go with sometime after 1245,
yes.
1:45 area.
Yes.
She
was surprised. Intoxicated.
Ooh,
when she placed the call. Oh, she was two bottles of wine in on this one. When she placed the call while at a friend's home in Port Clinton. Let me tell you something. They were prank calling. They were laughing.
Were they?
They were. Oh, you know what was happening. They were sitting around drinking their drinks. And she was like, my pussy's on fire.
Well, call the fire department, girl. I will. I need the fire department. This is a quote here. I need the fire department, please, because my pussy's on fire. I need to make sure their hose is working. Is their hose working? This I love. I have to tell you that asking questions within it.
Yes.
Like, no. Don't just call them. Is their hose working? Okay. What? And then the dispatcher said, what is on fire, as you heard? I need the fire department because my pussy's on fire and I need somebody to come put it out with their hose. And one of her friends, it's not us, although it could have been in the background squealing. And then all they had to do was track her down at her friend's residence, and they took her into custody. But she did also struggle during that, unfortunately. And it was only when the officer removed his taser that she relented and got into the rear of the police cruiser. Okay, girl. Here's the thing. I'm a little surprised that they sent out the cops. Like, usually these are not. So I'm wondering if she's done it before or if the person was. This is where I get into, like, is it about the personality quirks of the particular 911 operator?
I think so. Because, number one.
Were they just offended?
I have to say, this very easily could have been us.
We would never have called 911.
We would never have called 911.
Now, would we have driven by a fire station and yelled it? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because to this day, not being drunk, we have been known to applaud people for their attractiveness on the street.
Yes,
like
we have
been known. There's a fire station around the corner for me. Do I linger a little too long sometimes? Maybe.
It could happen.
It could happen. But the point is, yeah, but we wouldn't call 911.
No, we would never abuse a system that's meant for something so important.
We might unfortunately harass the actual firemen, but I don't think that we would actually
use,
no matter how drunk we were. We might call another friend and be like, girl, we're gonna call the fire department because my pussy's on fire.
That's true.
We might do
we
that.
We would do that. We would do that.
Did we say this was from James B?
Did we say?
I'm not sure we did, but thank you, James B.
Thank you.
I think we might not have mentioned that. Here's the thing. It's a felony.
I know. Which is like, come on, she's 50. You know what? Let me tell you something. It's COVID.
Well, this
there
is
a lot
just,
of problems.
I really do feel like the 911 person. Can't you just hang up?
Right.
Can't you be like, ma'am, is there an actual emergency? Or are you just prank calling? Please don't do that anymore. And hang up. And if they call back,
then send out a call.
And I know that that's taking up their time, and I'm not making light of that because something serious could be going on. And I have been put on hold when you call 911, and I understand all of that. I'm just saying, I'm agreeing with you, Francis. Can we cut a bitch a break?
Because her pussy's on
her
fire.
Her pussy was on fire. And if you've ever had your pussy on fire, you know.
It's a situation.
Also, because the problem is that go with me on this. I think maybe she was thinking, if I could just get somebody who's objective and I have no history with to come out here and put this fire out, I won't fuck up and call my ex.
Yeah!
You know what I mean? Like, maybe
help
this was preventative.
Help a sister out.
This was preventative pussy protection. PPP.
PPP. We'll be right back. The season of Giving Thanks is upon us. The special day of turkey, family, and football will be here before you know it.
Before gathering with your family to share in your Thanksgiving traditions, it's important to allow some extra time for you, the time you need to take care of yourself and look your best for your loved ones.
With Plexiderm, all you need is 10 minutes and you can look 10 years younger.
Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes.
Visibly reduce wrinkles, fine lines, and even under eye bags in minutes.
Plexiderm even works on laugh lines, number 11s, and crow's feet.
Take up to 10 years off your appearance in less than 10 minutes. We have done it. Let me tell you something.
We love it.
I think we look like we're like...
almost teenagers.
Teenagers. Almost. All right. The results will last for hours so you can relax surrounded by loved ones knowing you're always looking your best.
That's right. For one of those quick pictures you don't even know somebody's taking. Even better, Plexiderm doesn't involve any visits to a surgeon, and you can get it at a much better deal than anything you can get waiting in line on Black Friday.
You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit BuyPlex, that's BuyPlex.com/sexyliberal or call 800-685-1292 and say code sexyliberal.
This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit BuyPlex.com, that's BuyPlex.com/sexyliberal or call 800-685-1292 and say code sexyliberal at checkout.
This is the Black Friday special for the holiday season.
Just for our listeners, the Clean Phone, the top brand in UV sanitizing, is now offering their top-rated, top-selling, best-reviewed wand product at 50% off and free two-day shipping.
The Clean Phone Wand is a handheld UV sanitizer that helps you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface.
It uses the same proven sanitizing technology employed by hospitals. Use it on packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money. Take it with you everywhere.
At 50% off and free two-day shipping for a limited time, it's the perfect gift for anyone who needs it. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe.
COVID cases are on the rise. Get the Clean Phone Wand at 50% off now, and they'll take 60% off a second wand. It's a great holiday gift for family and friends.
Go to thenewdealshop.com. That's thenewdealshop.com.
This is an early Black Friday special, so don't miss it. Go to thenewdealshop.com right now.
Next up, from Jeff Y.
Thank you, Jeff Y.
Chinese man jailed for 13 years after murdering housemate after Googling, quote, homicide sentencing in Australia.
Okay, people.
I just don't.
There's so many problems. Okay.
Chinese man has been jailed for at least 13 years for murdering his housemate after Googling, you know, the sentencing requirements in Australia. Xu Dong killed Kathy Yu, 28, in Sydney. All right? He made a series of incriminating Google searches before killing Miss Yu.
A series?
He was sentenced in New South Wales to 18 years in prison with a non-parole period of 13 years and 16 months.
Which, 6 months.
Oh, which, 6 months, I'm sorry.
Which is, I think, kind of low. But
yes!
Apparently he made several incriminating Google searches in the 2 days before Miss, and I think this is actually a woman, she made, before the disappearance, Miss Yu's disappearance.
I see.
Including, these are all the searches, legal knowledge, how many years would intentional homicide be given in Australia, and the sentencing criteria for intentional homicide, what expenses must be compensated for after intentional homicide. When I tell you the completeness of this pre-inquiry to your murder, like what I find fascinating about it is this person was planning killing this person and it seemed to expect to get caught.
Yes, exactly.
I was like, okay, well, they were doing what we've talked, risk assessment.
Yes, absolutely.
They're like, okay, how many years could I possibly get?
Yep.
And how financially bad would this make my life? I mean, what could I be forced to compensate in this country? Because, of course, I know the homicide rules everywhere else, but right. I'm in Australia now.
He also used Google Maps to plan a route to take before dumping her body.
So they were able to find the body by just following the Google Map.
I mean, what the fuck?
Miss Yu's mother, they, you know, hadn't heard from her daughter. It was like, where's my daughter? And then nobody was answering, so she called one of the neighbors, and the neighbor came in and found Dong sitting inside the apartment in darkness with the power off. what that says is snapped.
Yeah.
But the problem with snapping after you've had 2 to 3 days of preparation.
Yeah, is I can't call that a snap.
We can't call it a snap, right? Because you've prepped for, you've destroyed the one, and it would never be a defense, but the one defense you had is crime of passion. Something went down in the moment, but you've destroyed that already, okay?
Well, this is what I also have questioned. The first thing that word I see is housemate. And the male and female living together, I go, is this a situation where this is a person who has been rebuked and wanted somebody?
Well, you always go
that?
To the Remford Therapy, but can I tell you something? And I think that's because you haven't had roommates in a really long time.
Yeah.
You don't have to. It doesn't have to be that deep with wanting to kill your roommate.
Really?
It's somebody who's had roommates for a while, and I've done very well.
Yeah.
I have an excellent roommate. She's lovely, lovely, lovely person. And the closest I've had to a bad roommate wasn't anywhere near what bad roommate can mean.
Right.
When I tell you that bad roommate, are you forgetting Amanda Knox? I'm That's talking
true.
About bad roommate situations are, this is what always surprises me about the whole manager fast food expectations thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that energy I understand more in the roommate. Like, if you know,
right,
like why these? And I'm wondering if there is a link. If the people who go crazy at the fast food, do they have roommates? Because roommates can be very, very trying. Now, but the problem here is you had days and days, and probably much longer before the search went on, and you thought about dumping the body, and you thought about all these things. We do need to know what went down. Please don't let it have been she didn't do her dishes.
Please. That's what I have to go to. This has to be a rebuke for love or that you want this person. Please don't let it be that she left us a fork
not
in the sink.
Not that it matters to you when you're getting murdered exactly
why. No, it doesn't.
Why.
No, it doesn't.
We're not saying that. But what we are saying is we need to understand. And then I guess the third housemate came home and noticed a red mark on the stairs. So basically, what I really don't understand about this too, and this is another one where we're like, do we put this in, do we not? But what I really didn't understand about this too is you prep for everything, but you still leave blood. Like,
yes.
It's just like, what is going
because
on?
Because he wants to get caught.
Well, that's what it feels like. And I'm like, so who is this really against? I mean,
yeah.
Obviously you killed this person, it's against them. But were you trying to hurt a broader community in some way?
Yeah.
Like, were you? But it's just people you cannot Google. You cannot Google your pre-Google. You know what? I understand on some level that may seem like contradictory advice from Frangela, because we're always saying criminals, you need to plan your crime.
I know you might think that
we are contradicting ourselves, but there's a difference between wearing a mask for a robbery and looking up if I wear a mask, will I get sentenced more for this intentional crime that I'm planning right now, which you can tell by my Google search.
Exactly. Next up, this is from Jordan. Thank you so much.
Too much candy.
Man dies from eating bags of black licorice. Now, let me first...
Actually, and this is from a bunch of people. It's from Jordan F., Gary C., Jeff Y., and Rad O.M. Thank you, all of you. And I'm sure other people have sent it since.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Jordan. I said your last name.
That's what I
didn't
mean
to
do. Right,
okay. Also, my kid and husband love...
I hate black licorice.
Let me tell you something. Can we start...
We do have to start with this discussion.
...with the fact of you black licorice freaks...
Ooh, wow, you're coming out hard and hot.
And that's
on
my
this.
Husband and child. They love it.
Now, what is it they like about it? Because I find it bitter and it stains your mouth. Looks
awful.
Like you've been drinking arsenic.
Anise flavor is the worst flavor.
Why do people like it?
You know what? The only way I can tell, you know,
is there a correlation between liking spicy foods and liking black licorice? Because sometimes I find that people who like burn out their mouth have a higher tolerance for other flavors.
Well, that fennel flavor, that anise flavor is a different thing, right? And I think that, you know, because, you know, Angela and I have these conversations all the time because we have different flavor profiles.
And she likes who doesn't talk about their flavor profile constantly?
Exactly. Angela likes a savory, earthy, more flavorful. Mm-hmm. She in the mushroom,
yes.
And real, like, you like real
rich, earthy
yeah. and specific flavors. And I, you know, and I'm in a
she's
different...
more citrus,
yes.
lighter, you know.
Yes.
And I know this is fascinating for all of you.
I know.
But basically, a Massachusetts construction worker loved black licorice, and it cost him his life.
Oh my God!
He ate a bag and a half every day for a few weeks, which I don't know what that is. A few says to me probably more than two.
Yes.
Because you would just say two. And it threw his nutrients so out of whack that it caused the 54-year-old man's heart to stop.
This is why this is important, why we're doing this, because you wouldn't think that a
licorice,
bag and a half of licorice would kill you.
Not even a day.
Now, the other thing is, I wonder, why was he eating a bag and a half of licorice, besides liking licorice? And part of me wonders if he, because calorie-wise,
right.
Candy often is lower in that kind of chocolate or whatever,
he
is lower in calories.
He's doing something
that's
good.
What I thought. Like, is this person, was he trying to lose weight and trying to get some energy from the sugar and all the things that, you know, that's why a lot of things can be very sugary that are considered diet. But
apparently, even a small amount of licorice can increase your blood pressure a little bit.
Why the fuck are we selling it? Why are we selling licorice? Can we just get rid of licorice if it's this dangerous?
Now, the problem is, say that word, Angela.
Glyceric?
Yeah, maybe.
Glyceric. Glyceric. I think there's like another syllable in there that I'm not getting. Glyceric.
Yes.
Maybe.
Acid found in black licorice and in many other foods. What the other fucking foods?
Yeah, no. See, again, I'm mad at the reporting. I need to know everything this shit is in.
Okay.
And they're saying in dietary, where is it? I just lost
supplements.
Supplements. What supplement? Could you list them? It can cause dangerously low potassium and imbalances in other minerals, which are called electrolytes.
Yeah.
It's more than licorice sticks. This is a quote. It could be jelly beans, licorice teas, a lot of other things over the counter. Even some beers, like Belgian beers, have this compound in it. As do some chewing tobacco, said Dr. Robert Eckel, a University of Colorado cardiologist and former American Heart Association president.
Okay, apparently eating as little as 2 ounces of black licorice a day for 2 weeks could cause a heart rhythm problem, especially for folks over 40. So this is what I'm telling you. If you like black licorice,
throw it out.
Pause this and throw it out. You could be hurting yourself.
Put it down the toilet. Don't put it someplace that somebody might dig it out and eat it later. Throw it out. This is the thing. This was an extreme case, but apparently he'd switched from red
probably
to
like Twizzlers.
Black,
yeah.
Right. Like weeks before his death, and he collapsed while having lunch at a fast food restaurant. So
that
every choice
right.
was wrong. Here's the deal. I refuse to believe that anybody eats licorice with bad intentions.
No.
Not like, oh, I'm going to eat a lot of licorice and get high, or mm-hmm. I'm going to eat a lot of licorice and what? Like, and it probably, yes. Was it indulgent? Maybe it was. But why? I want to know what made this big switch. And was he eating a bag and a half of red licorice before?
Well,
is this, you know what I mean? Or was this an attempt at something?
Well, Jeff Beckman, a spokesman for the Hershey Company, which makes Twizzlers, said, which is a licorice twist, said that in an email that all our products are safe to eat and formulated in full compliance with FDA regulations, and that all foods, including candy, should be enjoyed in moderation.
Are you new to America?
I mean,
that's my problem with that statement.
FDA regulations? Why I got to go to FDA
regulations
for licorice?
On top of the fact, what about this country has ever said moderation?
Exactly.
You're requiring that we have sense? You have never listened to Idiot of the Week.
You sell that shit by the tub at Office Depot.
Oh, you are so right. You shouldn't be able.
By the tub.
You shouldn't be able to get a quantity that large. You shouldn't. But look, they will look at you funny if you try to get a box of duster.
Exactly.
Computer duster spray. But that's because, you know.
Yeah.
Walking on
sunshine.
Yeah. But, dude, I feel like there should be a warning on this shit. How are we supposed to know that?
Exactly. Let's review. Feds arrest rapper who bragged in music video about getting rich from jobless benefit scam.
We have the woman who called 911 because her pussy was on fire.
Chinese man jailed for 13 years after murdering housemate and Googling homicide sentencing in Australia.
And we have the man who died from eating too much black licorice.
This is a hard one.
It's not for me at all. It's the feds arrest rapper who bragged in music video about getting rich from jobless claims benefits. Here's the deal. What is the one... Everybody at home. You know, we're not on lockdown. Some places are a little bit more open than others. But the one thing that's on everybody's mind is COVID and jobs, right? And being unemployed and not having money. So you successfully, up until you made this fucking video, steal over $1 million. Had you not, there's an argument here that had they not made this video, they might not be caught.
That's right.
But you create a video and you want people to see this video. It's not even just like for your friends. You put it out there in the world because you're a rapper.
Yeah.
But you're No, what you are is an identity theft criminal. You're not a rapper. Rapper's a hobby.
That's
what
right.
you are is a criminal who then
did something stupid.
I mean,
told on yourself.
Stupid.
You told on yourself with panache. How can you admit with
smile? If you go look at the video, he's waving the envelopes like they're cash, like he's making it rain with identity theft. People,
people, we know you're proud of your crime. Yeah. We know it. You're like, look what we did. We did this crime. But you really, the thing about crime is you don't get to be public with it. You don't get to celebrate it. You don't get to do that, because what that does is it gives the people the thing they call evidence.
Yes.
And then the bastards use it against you.
You know what, Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a time.
Girl, there was a time in this country that if your pussy was on fire, you went to the local bar.
That's right.
The local watering hole. That's right.
And you went close to closing so you don't have to screw around.
Exactly. You know? You put on your best beer can goggles, and you found you something for the night.
You left your dignity on the nightstand.
Yes, you did.
And you went out and you put that fire out. Okay, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country when we had a little bit more of a sense of humor about these things.
Yes,
okay,
we did.
When people were so tight and tight, we didn't go straight to felony necessarily with the first pussy on fire call. There was a time in this country, Francis.
Yes.
There was a time. There was a time when you went to the movies, you got yourself some candy.
Yes, you did.
And sometimes you didn't even finish that box of candy in the movie. You might take it home, you know, eat it later, give it to the kids, something. You know what you didn't do, like a motherfucking freak, was eat a bag and a half of nasty ass black licorice a day
that would kill you.
There was a time when moderation meant some kind of moderation. I mean,
yes.
This is like the weirdest kind of gluttony. There was a time when nobody would do something like that.
I'm Frances Callion.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.
I want to thank you for submitting your idiots at frangela08@gmail.com and idiotoftheweekweekweek@gmail.com. We want to thank our amazing production team, Gail and Laura.
The season of giving thanks is upon us. The special day of turkey, family, football will all be here before you know it.
But before gathering with your family in whatever way you do to share your Thanksgiving traditions, it's important to allow some extra time for you, the time you need to take care of yourself and look your best for your loved ones.
With Plexiderm, all you need is 10 minutes and you can look 10 years younger.
Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that gives your appearance the right kind of changes. Visibly reduce wrinkles, fine lines, and even under eye bags in minutes.
Plexiderm even works on laugh lines, number 11s, and crow's feet. Take up to 10 years off your appearance in less than 10 minutes.
The results will last for hours. I use it every morning. We all use it. It is amazing. So you can relax, surrounded by loved ones, knowing that you're always looking your best.
Even better, Plexiderm doesn't involve any visits to a surgeon, and you can get it at a much better deal than anything you can get waiting in line on Black Friday, okay?
You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit BuyPlex, that's BUYPLX.com/sexyliberal, or call 800-685-1292 and say code sexyliberal.
This order also comes with free shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm.
Visit BuyPlex.com, that's BUYPLX.com/sexyliberal, or call 800-685-1292 and say code sexyliberal at checkout.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.